Bless.
On. Accessing.
It appears we are born on a planet. We are born on a planet in a socialization process where words are already in place. Question everything taught to believe.
Question everything taught to believe. What is true? Real.
Question everything taught to believe. Notice how everyone referred to self as I. Who is the I everyone referred to as self? Notice how everyone referred to self as I. Who is the I everyone referred to as self? Justice, justice, what are you thinking?
Revisiting idea about knowledge of self, self-knowledge. Who am I?
Question everything taught to believe. What is true, real? Is the physical world an illusion, existing in a way not perceived with the physical senses? Question everything. Fail to plan, plan to fail.
Why haven't you learned anything?
But that's okay, I understand you. Now I will, on my own, begin to understand the game. I will begin to understand racism, white supremacy, what it is and exactly how it works. Because I have the intention of producing justice on this planet so that no one is mistreated and those who need the most help get the most help so there can be peace. And once we get that going, we can move forward and think about becoming a universal man and universal woman on this planet. But the foundation is going to be that we have now realized that we were shaped and molded so we would not have respect for ourselves. But we're going to change that in rapid order. Because now we're understanding. Now we're understanding. But we are going to be about the business of establishing justice on this planet.
Break the cycle of violence.
I believe then that many of our people, many of us, you know, many of us, I'm still struggling every day myself. And I'm over 60 years old. I have been working with this stuff of trying to break the chains of psychological slavery for almost 40 years. And every day I'm still trying to understand how to really get free in a way that I'm not buying someone else's definition of freedom, and in fact going to the universal definitions of freedom, which has to do with the freedom of the spirit, the freedom of the soul, the freedom to somehow be able to reconnect with the divine source from which I and all of us have originated.
Justice Radio Station. Social Issues App. Mic check. Check in the mic.
Justice Radio Station. Social Issues App.
So how are things?
All is well.
So how are things?
All is well. However, an environment where the individual guarantees that no one is mistreated will be better than what is, what appears to be.
Justice Radio Station. Social Issues App. So I'm called Tahuti Martin. Welcome. Three basic things one need to know.
Yes, do.
No, do. Get it?
Yes, if you know, you do. Don't just have information stagnant.
Welcome to Democracy vs. Justice.
JusticeRadioStation.com.
So the purpose of broadcasting is to help provide insight, evidence, information, to provide a contribution to produce a code
for constructive thought, speech, action,
and also a code for helping the individual to unite independently.
Yes.
Solidarity.
Solidarity.
In order to produce an environment where no one is mistreated, white, so-called,
yes,
and black. But we're saying for this to happen, we have to have a metaphysical,
yes,
a mental physical, metaphysics.
Yes, get to metaphysics of liberation before any real change takes place.
And of course we're talking about liberation from the history, politics, and the miseducation of all of us.
Yes, everyone.
Psychological, physical, social, exploitation,
domination,
and control. We're saying for us, when I say us, talking about individuals on the planet today,
all individuals,
to be in this state of confusion and upside down, we have to be out of our mind.
Going along, settling.
We have to be crazy.
Yes, settling for mistreatment.
Because it's like, it's not possible for, how is that possible?
Yes, less than 10%. Dominating, let's say, the 90%.
Right.
Yes.
And I'm even saying less than 10%.
Yes.
I have to say, is dominating more than 90.
Yes.
5%. How's that possible? Right?
Right. And it has something to do with what you just mentioned about the psychology. Psychological. Mental state of mind. Of being, and it's done using words.
Yes, zero out, empty your mind, clear your register. So we're saying we want to use words and definition of words to reveal truth, to produce justice, correctness. And we have to look at the idea of metaphysics. So we're saying it's important to get to that metaphysics of liberation before the real activity of liberation take place.
Yes.
And this takes a bit of self-knowledge, knowledge of self, looking deep into oneself, facing the truth, no matter how painful. Because you see, it's a political necessity. I have to say that again, a political necessity to keep individual maladjusted out of their mind, upside down, whatever you call it, for society to thrive, exist as is. So we want to remind everyone, before the real activity of liberation, revolution, before the real activity of change can take place, one must know what's the guiding concepts you're working for, values, the goals, psychological, philosophical, ideological. Because look at the one we're in today, what is that promoting? It said we're in a democracy, but are we?
No, not according to what is being done.
And the definition?
Yes.
Supposed to be equal rights and treatment for all.
Words.
But we know not everybody's being treated equally. It's also said that it's a government by and for the people. And it definitely don't look like that either. So then, what then is it? Has to be understood and defined.
Well, we know deception is definitely involved. And I'm saying that personally. False identity. False sense of reality. That's big. That's a big thing. When an individual, infant, where you come from? Coming from nowhere, returning as an older individual to nowhere.
That's why we're saying again, for genuine revolution, liberation, for genuine change, must be preceded by a metaphysical change, changing our values, perception. What's the goal for life and the reason for living? That we can finally even answer some of these questions that the eye is asking.
Yes.
So we're saying, though, our identity been falsified.
Yes, it is.
You know, the man, woman, and child you see today is basically, you could say, a Frankenstein.
Yes.
They've been made. It's almost like their personality's been removed and a new personality has been put in.
Yes, and you turned against your original identity, personality. And this fake personality that benefits not the individual, not the society, but a portion of the society, it appears. And in reality, everyone lose. Everyone's being mistreated. What do we do? Recognize.
So we're saying one of the things we can do, saying three basic things.
Yes.
And of course, we're saying understand the social system, what it is, how it works. That's what the show is about, and how the individual can be empowered as an individual to be able to manage one's emotions, feelings,
with
behavior.
With healthy coping skills, yes.
And of course, using a code for thought, speech, and action.
That's how.
So, we're saying Start with the source, absolute truth. Know that there's only one power, the infinite, omnipotent one. To always ask a question, is what I believe, truth? So this is one of our premise we want to share with you. It's like the I Am Theory, it's called. Truth is absolute and infinite. And what is absolute, unquestionable, not an opinion, belief, or faith, is I am here now. Unquestionable. Ask an answer for yourself. I am. You know that I, everybody somehow relate to before all the attachment?
Yes.
But I'm saying I am means existence exists. And there is an awareness of existence. And that awareness is I. Mm. Existence is infinite, eternal, and complete. And that which is eternal, complete, and infinite is I am. Get it?
Got it.
There is only one that knows of his existence. And that is all-knowing, omniscient, all-present, omnipresent, all-powerful, omnipotent, all-action, omni-action. Am I that? So I had to say that to somehow bring some kind of comfort also to that question, coming from nowhere and going back to nowhereness.
Yes.
What is that? The idea of I was never born. So can I die? Absolute truth, remember. You might not believe in absolute. But isn't that body perishing right now? So we're saying we have to start somewhere. So let this be your foundation. Absolute truth, the source. Remember, we're talking about identity and the falsification of identity. So how are we going to reclaim to say, how can we get this monkey off our back? Finally. Get this monkey off our back. Earlier, Miss Lady was giving the definition of liberation. Look how long it appears this idea has been going on. I definitely know before I came on the planet.
Yes.
Isn't that something?
Yes.
And now we're called African American. So is liberation still potent, pertinent?
Only thing.
But you don't really hear that word so much, right?
It's not good for business. It's not a political necessity. As a matter of fact, the political necessity is to keep individuals as is. No matter how many programs, no matter how much good one appears to be doing, is to make sure that everything fits into what is.
And that's something you have to place on your forehead, in a sense, to remember that this is where you even have to start. That realization, it is a political necessity, and lots of political and other means is being done to keep one in this confusion. Look, who would think that the situation on the planet would be as is right now? Going to the years it appears forecast for us to be, in a sense, living with these masks. Not that we weren't living with masks all along.
Right.
That's probably why we got here.
Yes. Very good.
But how interesting, huh? Once I heard people gave folks blankets with smallpox. Here we are. Chicken has come home to roost.
That's what they say. Similarities.
And you can't just put it aside, because we're saying all of this sum up to say the social system that we're in, and it I wouldn't be, I didn't even think that there's people actually hate the country and want the country to fall down. And when we're saying country, we're talking about individuals now, not the countryside, the mountains and the valleys. But it seems like that's what's going on. Folks don't, they have their own agenda. They're worldly citizenship. None of us really matter, apparently. So now there's no cavalry coming. One have to save oneself in order to even help, since you might have that disposition of want to help. But you have to help yourself first. Put on your own oxygen mask first, right?
Mental liberation first.
Right. So now how are we going to throw off all this falsified values and ideas we was talking earlier about, the idea of how our consciousness been falsified? So how are we going to break this falsification, you could say, that we can Sankofa our own identity? The dirty little secret. So we was really touching on it, also looking at the source, absolute truth, as the only
remedy
and infinite eternal power that must really exist, because for something to be real, it can't be just passing,
temporary,
right?
Temporary, no. It applies to some and not others.
So we're saying, look at the source as that identity that was stolen, that's been falsified.
Yes.
Because we're saying by harnessing it, that by becoming it, we're saying that's where now you can unlock your wisdom faculty and your power faculty.
Yes.
Right?
That's it.
So we're saying criminal acts wouldn't be necessary.
Not at all.
For who have those tendencies. And of course, for those who haven't, how again we can, as you're saying, use our immediate power to bring about this change.
No one mistreated.
It can be done. It has to be done. It must be done. What do you say, Miss Lady? Had anything you'd like to add?
I say yes. That's the only solution, is to want change. First of all, you've got to recognize that there is deceit. There's something going on that's not true and correct. When you find yourself always in a rut, always trying to work things out, it's not possible to work things out with incorrect information. The content that we are being given as reality, number one, is false. Our identity is false. So what is the nature and structure of the human? This is something has to be understood. The socialization process. How to counter this deceit, this deception of being told that you're all these different individual so-called races, and then come to find out that the whole classification tool of race is contrived. Yes, political,
it's
social,
a political tool.
Yes, to keep things as is, to dominate,
yes,
subjugate, control everyone.
We're saying the place really couldn't even thrive and exist without some of this classification, you could also say.
Yes.
So we're saying, how can we, as you're saying, free the planet
from this madness? Yes.
Right? And we're saying, as an individual.
Yes.
As an individual.
Yes.
One has to take up that mantle, that banner, that regiment now, in terms of changing your thought, your speech, patterns, your attitude, your likes, your tastes,
your values, your goals.
Right. And realize again, the one that you have is basically working against your own interest. Right?
That's correct.
Philosophical, ideological, social, philosophical, right? They're all working against one. So we're saying our identity has been falsified. So peace and love to everybody. Thanks for listening.
Yes, thanks for listening, everyone. Everyone making this possible, contributing to the idea, strengthening public relations, producing environment. No one mistreated so-called white and black.
And as you're saying, it has to be done on an individual level. You can't depend on anyone else or a group or even the idea of a we. Because I was even talking the other day about we, and then it came to my attention that we're not monolithical, we don't think the same. But then that's why I came to the idea about, well, what about the mental liberation? What about liberation overall? The idea of liberation, psychologically, socially, freeing ourselves from the bondage.
Psychological bondage.
Yes, that has been around for a while now, right?
Born into it, generation after generation.
But somehow I've come to realize the idea of liberation was usurped, you could say, right?
Yes.
And now we've been given this facade of integration. Integration. So we're saying, wait a minute, is integration, what is integration? Right? Because we're saying integrating what? Because most people will say we're not in a democracy as we're taught, because you might think, well, we're integrating in democracy. Give it that play. But are we in a democracy as we're taught? So some of the ideas of democracy is equal rights and treatment.
Correct. And that's not going on, is it?
Right. Because we know the laws is for some. We don't have to play with that.
Right. And just by realizing that the classification tool of race is contrived, is a political tool to actually keep everyone in the psychological, social condition that we are in. And so many are not satisfied with this. So it's with your help, your understanding as an individual, for you, the individual, strengthen public relations starting with you, the individual. Three basic things to know, do.
And I think you have to look at your identity, the source. Go back to that original idea of
existence
that exists, and the only thing that really and truly exists. Because how do you know what is real? Right?
Very good.
So I was taught it has to be eternal, absolute, unchanging.
Yes.
Can't be this today and that tomorrow.
Absolutely.
Just passing.
Correct.
Right?
Yes.
So we're saying then my true identity is based in that absolute truth.
Existence.
And I'm thinking this is the dirty secret.
It is.
If you want to look at the idea of identity and stolen legacy.
Are you that absolute existence or temporary individual body that expires?
Well, that has to be determined by that the individual again, because what have we been taught? We've been taught, well, the body is temporary and we all have to die, right?
That's what's told and seen.
But then there's this other idea when you hear them in those type of ceremonies. They usually say the person now is going to live forever, and they're going to live forever with this God, right?
Question everything taught to believe.
So when did that forever
come into play?
Right. So we're looking at then consciousness. What is consciousness? Right? Even Amos Wilson talked about the idea of consciousness and consciousness being falsified.
Yes.
But then the idea of what is consciousness? And he was kind of saying that it's a creative act, number one, right?
It is.
And it's also a type of power. So in that regards then, he was saying when you want to control somebody, you actually control their power, right? So he was looking at the idea of the black man, the African. This is how he termed it. The black man, the African, is a made man, made woman in that regards, because their consciousness been falsified. Their true identity was taken out. It was made to reject it, and another identity put in that's going to help them conform, just like a rat and a dog that's been conditioned in a box, or this big lion of the jungle jumping through hoops. But then, you know, that's not what a lion do naturally. So we had to be conditioned. So in that way, he was looking at that's how we've been conditioned to have values that we have the type of likes that we have, the taste that we have. They gave us certain symbols. That's when it's held up, we get solemn. And the reason why I'm talking about this too, we're looking at three basic things one need to know. And the social system is number two in how we're looking at it. How we are being conditioned from early childhood, the fantasies and myths from early childhood that we was all programmed. Eat turkey in November. Dress up in costumes. That's even coming up now in, right?
October,
in
yes.
October.
So this is the socialization process that's not necessarily constructive.
No, fantasies and myths, we're saying, right? Because we're looking at, again, how is consciousness falsified? In what way can consciousness be falsified?
Right, content. And that's one of the things I was talking about when I was given an identity. And you know, if you are anyone born in the 29s, 39s, 49s, you have been given an identity that's different from your generation today. You call something entirely different. Anyone who's listening, thank you for listening. Call in with what's on your mind. Join the conversation.
And then even answer the question, even for yourself, in context, can the democracy, we all set our alarm clock to every morning, produce that justice that we all basically really need, the mental liberation that we all really need? Very important, because if it's not now, we have to even realize, don't wait 20, 30, 40 years to realize, oh wow, you know, what's been really going on? What is life still really about, right?
Yes, answer these questions. Ask questions. Who am I? Where am I? How did I get here? What am I doing here? Where am I going? Going where?
Simple questions in a way. But, you know, if we don't really, as you're saying, ask them, because they say asking questions,
you get answers. You receive answers. Your level of awareness develops.
And then remember, say too, it's not like we haven't been given certain goals and directions we all been working.
And you see how well it's working,
yeah,
so
the different
to speak.
Labels that we all been working to
Yes,
have.
It's got this going. In the wrong direction, but it's going.
But then one of the thoughts too is looking at in terms of how can we counter the system that we're in after defining it, because of course at this time we're looking at it as a mistreatment system. Some saying it's a racist system. Racism is white supremacy. White supremacy is racism. But still, in terms of how does it play itself out day to day, we're saying it's an unjust mistreatment system, right? So then we're saying in context to now compensate for what's missing, we're still encouraging for your own self, your personality, work out still having a code for thought, speech, and action. You might really have one already, but it sounds simple to me when I got into it in terms of the idea of using words and definition of words to reveal truth, produce correctness. But the more I practice it and trial and error.
Yes.
You're right. But then I know I was an individual who participated in the system and also been victimized by the system. So then with my experience and understanding, I really see that yes, words is important. Words matter. Right? Defining words is important. What was my orientation telling me about the system that I was in? The bias, the prejudice, the murder, the deception.
Orientation.
Relative position of the individual?
Yes. Ask that question. Determine your orientation.
What's your position in the society? How are you classified?
And how do you answer for existence?
Existence. We're saying that would come under the first thing one needs to know. Somehow to clarify this ignorance about existence.
Right. And putting in consideration the false identity, the falsification, the false sense of identity that everyone is under, all of us. Question everything taught to believe. Is it truth? We're saying that truth is eternal, absolute, logic, cause, effect, the source, absolute truth.
So then what is the human? Who is the human?
The person, the body.
The me. This idea about the person, the persona. Because if the self is eternal, absolute and unchanging, and that's who and what I am. Right?
Yes.
Then what is the body, which we're saying is temporary?
It is.
Right? Because yes. Because look at the body. It's been just growing.
Eating food.
Just eating food and accumulating this mass.
Yeah.
Remember, this was a little baby at one time.
Well.
End up to all 200-300 pounds.
Yes.
It's like a weird way to look at it. They're just food. We're just food.
That's
right?
All over time.
This body. But then we're saying, though, what's the nature and structure of it?
How does it work?
You see, we still don't really have any understanding about how the body works, right?
No.
This human mechanism.
How to control our emotions. Even, who am I? Where am I? How does this work? What is it about? Where am I coming from? Where am I going as an individual, as a body? That everyone seems to have the same destination of expiring.
So, I was looking at the idea myself. I've been working on it for a while. So we're saying again, consciousness. What is consciousness? And Amos was saying too that consciousness is something that the individual, the human, creates.
Yes.
Out of all this reality, somehow he created this planet, this biosphere. Right? But then he was even saying too, the idea when we talk about the white man, we have to realize he's even our creation. In terms of how we think, our likes, is something that makes him who he is, who she is. So the idea of trying to convince, you could say, him or her to change, it'd be easier to basically change ourselves.
I hear that.
Get it? But again, how can you know yourself if you don't know self, though?
That's right, and that's why I'm here now. Sharing.
Unquestionable, I am here now. Right? Absolute truth. So ask and answer that yourself. Unquestionable, I'm here now. I am means existence exists.
And there's awareness of existence.
And I am aware of existence.
Awareness is I.
So all that exists is that I. But then if you're looking at then the nature and structure of the human, there's this other thinking, that universal
mind,
yes. They call it.
And it sees dual. Therefore everything looks separate and apart, relatively speaking.
So yeah, it has this dual life death thinking.
Yes.
Time space.
So yes.
In terms of what is the characteristics of this human, it thinks it's lacking, so it needs a savior from outside of itself.
And it thinks that everything it sees and feels is outside of the person.
But then, is that true and correct? Where do you really experience things from? Outside of yourself or really deep inside?
Good question.
Because our senses is what is perceiving things.
Yes, and the senses are external.
Right, outward, hot, cold sensations. But if you had to really see, where are you really seeing from? You said, well, you're looking through your eyes. But is that really correct? You're just seeing from your eyes, your retina, etc.? Or is it still a deeper seeing that you're seeing?
So you're saying one is seen from within, not external.
Right.
So everything one is seeing is happening from within. Think
so,
about it.
So things aren't what it appears.
No.
Because remember again, atoms, molecules, protons, electrons is what physics said this is all about. Right? So this shouldn't really be here, the scientist actually is saying.
That's right, the physicist.
Quantum physics, etc. This shouldn't really be here, because what is atoms and molecules, protons, electrons, what are they made of?
99.9
empty space, right?
So we're saying the physical body, although it appears to be solid here, is basically made of atoms, molecules, everything, atoms.
So it's in context, it's like an illusion.
Yes, different frequencies.
Not that it's not here, but we're saying, we're talking about dense energy and subtle energy.
All
right. Right? Subtle energy is like create the rocks. Right?
Subtle energy.
And subtle energy, we're saying, is X-ray.
X-ray, yes.
Kind
subtle.
Of thought.
Right,
much
and dense
more.
Energy are like rocks.
Right.
Yeah,
metal,
the individual.
Iron. Yeah.
Right.
But we're saying subtle energy lives in and out side
right,
of
right.
Eaten objects.
It's just like blowing on your hand, the breath.
Right.
You can't see it. Or the space. Can you see it? The space in front of you? All right. It looks like it's nothing there between you and the chair or the desk. But is that really just empty space?
Mm. How do you really know what's real? How do you really know what's real?
And you must ask that question.
Yes, because maybe you haven't asked.
And understand how the human works. Because maybe there is more to this than we know. And that's why I'm here now. Sharing.
So even though the idea of the human being a human mechanism. The mechanism because it can create things systematically.
Wonderful things, yes.
Right? Yes, as you can even see. We all enjoy wonderful things. This is all coming out of the mind.
Generation after generation.
Right? But we're saying it's things. It's made out of things, right? Then if you're not careful, you might now get absorbed, think these things are real.
I gotta have it.
In a sense, I gotta have it. So this is even now a kind of worship. You can also going on because
desire.
I must have my things.
Yes.
And then, so now it's really important that we start asking, what do we really, really want? Very important. What do you really, really want? What is your central theme? Fail to plan to fail. A lot of us have goals, you know, and achieve a lot of things. But then we find out, gosh, this isn't really what I want after all. Isn't that something? So you really have to think, what do you really, really want? Because I'm thinking, first to get this monkey off our back.
Deceit
right?
and mistreatment.
Yeah, if you want to get white supremacy off your back, racism off your back, it's going to take that a bit of self-knowledge, number one, and also a metaphysical. Right, where you now you're going deep within yourself to change some of your views and your values, your taste and your likes, realizing where are they coming from, number one. Is it a part of the socialization, the conditioning that we all is under, that help, that have us just accepting our condition the way it is, even though we're unhappy most of the time, relationships all up and down. Have you got healthy coping skills? But the idea though, we're talking about identity. How you perceiving yourself, how you seeing yourself, how you seeing yourself. Very important, because if again, you haven't got an understanding of how you think and how this human act, you might find yourself being controlled by somebody else's values, somebody else's views, right? You got anything to add, Miss Lady?
That's why we say it takes a bit of metaphysics for change, for liberation. Metaphysics. Get to the origin of things, the beginning of things. Ask questions. Question everything taught to believe. Because what's being shared is that the mind of everyone, so-called white and black, can't get it over enough, is being falsified. We're being given an identity about what is real, the sense of what is real, not looking at what is relatively real. So begin to ask questions and think about this conversation. Get to the metaphysics
of change.
Yes.
Before the actual liberation of change can actually take place.
And it takes self-knowledge, looking deep into yourself, your person,
yep.
No matter how painful.
Because it is a political necessity to have us all upside down, turn around.
Deceived, yes.
Maladjusted.
And we keep it going, because once you identify with the identity that you've been given, you work to make it real. All the identities that you, the individual, take on yourself that you were given with a ceremony? All of these identities, you try and make it happen, whether it's mother, grandmother, father, aunt, sister, brother, and then there are all the different categories of celebrations that the socialization process provides, so that you're always concerned about buying or celebrating something, all the way up to this thing called birthday. Every year, every 12 months or so, you're celebrating this birthday. But how much do you know about this individual who was born as a little babe coming from somewhere? Somewhere, we know we might say egg and sperm. What's that about? And then this little child grows up, grows older, we say, older, and then expires as an older individual. What's that about?
Going back to the nothingness.
All right. So let's think about these things, because it's part of mental liberation. Actually being able to take control, manage your emotions with healthy coping skills. Manage all areas of your life with healthy coping skills.
As we're even saying, the idea of also values. I say how you spend your money, you know, the type of values you have is, if it's not coming from your generic, you find out that it's being controlled by someone else. They're giving you the values that you're celebrating and have, right?
Yes, and as you continue to do these things, it's still fueling that psychology that started it all.
All right.
So and it becomes a catch 22, they say, or just circular.
And then what happened to liberation? Just like how we said, the idea of black liberation was once the goal, I was taught, but then it got usurped in the facade now of integration, and now we're African American. So does liberation, does it still apply?
It appears, because you see how this is working. It doesn't strengthen public relations at all, even within the same household.
And then also the individuals who's latching on to the idea of being white. That's also another twist, although we're saying we, instead of focusing on changing them, of course change ourselves, but we're saying we're helping to make them
the way they are, by being the way we are.
Because remember, we're helping to create a power relationship. It's a power relationship. Sometimes we forget that that's actually what's going on between the rat in the box.
Yes. So what's being said is that the Eurocentric mindset that everyone is using to set their clock with, which individuals throw out every now and then, that is based on a colonial mindset, is what everyone is involved with. So in order for the mind to be liberated out of the state of madness which we are all in, find ourselves born into. So what I'm hearing just to say is that because everyone's participating in this race mind, the more the so-called black people stay the way that they are, rebelling and reforming, you can say, with or without the help of so-called white people who want things to change, they say, and be better. Remember, what's being encouraged here now is you, the individual, start looking at how you are thinking, no matter what skin color or what race classification you decide you want to be self-deceptive and fit into. Start to question the whole identity of race classification.
Yeah, good point, good point. And of course, you was touching on the idea also about rebel and reform.
Yes.
Is a lot of how the history has gone.
Yes, so the integration looked like it was something going on.
Yes, yes. But it was all just emotions.
Politics.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah. And so you end up at the end of the day not really having what you actually thought you was working at. So that's why I was encouraging again. It seemed like we still have to take it deeper.
Yes.
To the head, so to speak, right?
Yes.
In context to a metaphysics of change, of liberation, for that genuine liberation now to take place. That's the point. That's why I have to really get serious to be on a regiment where you actually clean in house. It's almost like how the Christian would say born again.
Yes.
Whereas you're saying all your associations, just like I would say consciousness, change from how, what it was all about, and all the different type of friends and situations you used to find yourself in, now this not really where you're at anymore.
Right.
You'll change your consciousness, you could say, about
yes.
how you was going about things.
Right. Your right? awareness, your values.
Right. Your taste, your likes.
Your
sexing. All of those type of intricacies also has to be involved. That's why we're saying for us to really get this monkey off our back, we have to really look at it in that deeper way, because praying is not enough.
Right, to get this mental liberation. Mental liberation, because remember, you are the monkey on your back because you're in a false identity. So don't think it's somebody else. It's that psychology.
Mm-hmm.
You have to know what you want. Know where you are. Understand the three basic things to know, do.
And realize you are psych. That's the twist. You are psych. Psych just means spirit. That's a very important thing. That's why we're looking at the source and absolute truth as even a guide to say, well, hey, when you use words now to reveal truth and produce justice, that's where that metaphysics is now activated. Because you're tapping into now a deeper atoms and molecules in context to your source.
You're getting to the origin of things.
Right,
yes.
An abstract concepts such as being, knowledge, knowing. This is the metaphysics of
liberation.
Things and things of liberation, right?
Yes, that's
right.
Where it starts.
So, in terms of again, going over the little bit that we did touch on earlier. You're looking at metaphysical as a deeper way to activate what you want.
To change.
That change.
The way to change is to engage, use metaphysics.
Right. And again, for it to happen, we're saying, and be activated, we're saying is almost now, you're tapping into those origins of your being by, again, living truth, using words to produce truth and correctness, balance in how you're doing things. The idea about born again, not pushing Christianity author, but the concept, the truth of changing your views and your values from going one route to the next, lack of a better term, but can you understand the understanding though?
Get to the metaphysics of change, origin. Know who I am is.